So I'm going to begin this message by saying that the victory is ours.
Yes,
pray. Yeah, reach up and pray.
Have the victory.
Yes, yes, catch up with it. Yes, Lord.
Jesus died and God rose him up with all power.
All power.
The victory was ours.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, saints of God, I want to talk about winning every battle. All the Lord has is in my spirit for the whole week. And I want to show you a very important step that sometimes we overlook. But if we don't overlook this step will allow us to win every battle.
Yes.
This is the key step to winning every battle. Amen.
Amen.
Let me just say this to you, though. The Lord showed this to me. Some battles that we should not be fighting. Oh, Lord, the Lord just, you know what the Lord just showed me? You know who stirred this word up? Pastor Barry.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
He stirred this red word up with what he read in the early morning prayer on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I'm going to end this word with exactly what Pastor Barry read. That's going to be our bonus.
Yeah.
I see it clearly now, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
He stirred this word. This is his word. The victory. This is his word.
Victory. Come on, preacher. Come on. Come on.
Lord, you really do orchestrate everything.
Yes, you do, Lord.
You orchestrate everything.
Everything.
Yes, you do, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
But in some battles that we really should not be fighting.
Yeah.
Circumstances and situations lure us into fighting battles that are just not ours.
It's not ours. Come on, preacher.
And because we missed this important step that I'm going to show you today, we end up fighting a losing battle.
Fighting a losing battle.
Because we shouldn't even be fighting in that battle.
Should not be fighting.
Oh, I want to show it to you clearly. I got a perfect example in the scriptures today, and we're going to look at it real quick. If you all will, turn to 1 Samuel 27.
Peace.
From the first Samuel chapter 27, I'm going to put it on the screen today, put the whole passage, because I'm not going to click through the scriptures like I normally do. I don't want to lose the affects the spirit in any way. I don't want to stop. And quite a few scriptures I'm going to be reading, so I'm just going to put up those scriptures on the screen. You all should see them now. First Samuel 27.
Yes.
You know, start at the beginning with verse 1. It says, and David said in his heart, I shall now perish one day by the hand of Saul. There is nothing better for me than that I should speedily escape into the land of the Philistines. And Saul shall despair of me to seek me any more in any coast of Israel. So shall I escape out of his hand. So we know Saul was trying to kill David, right?
Yes, he was.
Because God took the anointing off of Saul and he placed it on David. Mm. Called him a man after his own heart.
Yeah. And
Saul was disobedient. He wanted to do things his way.
Yeah.
And that's where we got this great truth today. This is where this came from. Obedience is better than sacrifice.
Yes, it is.
That came from what Saul was doing. Saul thought if he sacrificed some of the best things, he would be okay. But God told him to kill everything.
Right.
Not to sacrifice the best things. Amen. To keep what you thought was bad. He said, no, kill it, everything.
Everything.
The children, the babies, the cattle, everything God had got to do. And Saul wasn't obedient. He chose to think sacrifice was better. That's called leaning on your own understanding.
Nice.
That's what we don't want to do. Amen.
Amen.
Today, again, I'm trying to show you what it looks like to fight the wrong battle. I want you to know how David came to this conclusion. It says, and David said in his heart. This is how he came to the conclusion, in his heart. Amen. That it's safer for me if I run and hang out with the Philistines. Now Saul is not going to try to capture me over there with the Philistines because he's afraid of the Philistines. Mm. Well, y'all better get this in your spirit. Mm. I'm trying to show you how to fight the wrong battle. Mm. Oh, thank you, Jesus. But he came to that conclusion in his heart. Here's what the scripture says about the heart. That's in Jeremiah 17 and 9.
Lord, come on, preacher.
It said the heart is deceitful above all things.
Yeah. Desperately wicked.
Who can know it?
That's right.
The scripture says about the heart. So don't reach those kind of super important decisions in your heart. Don't let that show you what the decision is to make. Amen. So here it is, King David, who was anointed to defeat the Philistines. Y'all follow me now. We saw that anointing in action when he destroyed Goliath.
Yeah.
David's anointing was to defeat the Philistines. Huh? All of Israel, they were afraid of the Philistines.
Yeah.
David walked out there and said, where is that uncircumcised Philistine?
Come on, preacher.
That's what he called him. Say, he's not of God. God, people are circumcised. Amen. We of Israel. Where is this uncircumcised? Why y'all afraid of him? Where's my sling? Give me my sling. And he defeated Goliath with a sling because he had an anointing from God on him to defeat the Philistines. Period.
Yes.
But here he thought in his heart it'd be safe to go over there and hang out with him and dwell with him. Because Saul would not chase him over there. Mm. Saul is afraid of the Philistines. He ain't going to pursue me no more if I go over here.
Mm-hmm.
Out that in his heart. Oh, thank you. He knew Saul wouldn't come looking for him amongst the Philistine saints. Thank you, Lord God. Look at verse 2. And David arose, and he passed over with 600 men that were with him unto Achish, the son of Moach, king of Gath. So if you're familiar with this story, David was brought by the princes of Gath to King Achish early in the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
And they drove him out of his presence. They wasn't having that. But now, here he come back. I'm sure King Achish has heard that David's own people, Saul, is trying to kill him.
Mm.
So King Achish is looking at David different on his return. And he's probably thinking, David can be an ally to me or an asset.
Yeah.
This time he shows up, not by himself, with 600 men.
Mm.
Oh, y'all catch this revelation, please.
Come on.
Hallelujah, Lord. Look at verse 3. And David dwelt with Achish at Gath, he and his men. Every man with his household, even David with his two wives, Ahinoam, the Jezreelitess, and Abigail, the Carmelitess, Nabal's wife.
Mm-hmm.
So here David has all his men with him, and their households, and their wives. Oh, I gotta get this picture. Look at verse 4. And it was told Saul that David was fled to Gath, and he sought no more again for him. So what he purposed in his heart looks like is working, because it says Saul got the message that David then fled to Gath. He's there with the Philistines. And it says, so he didn't go after him anymore. So what David purposed in his heart looks like it's working. Amen. David was no longer in Israel. So what he conjured up really did look like it's working. Look at verse 5. And David said unto Achish, if I have now found grace in thine eyes, let them give me a place in some town in the country that I may dwell there. For why should thy servant dwell in the royal city with thee? David said, why should I hang out with you, king, in the royal city? I know y'all watching me. Amen. Israel like hanging out with the Philistines. God didn't anoint David to serve the Philistine saints. He anointed him to destroy them. But you all know what? Catch this revelation right here. Because you cannot sit up under your enemies and be comfortable.
Nope.
Come on, preacher.
That in your spirit right there. See, some try to sit up under enemies and feel comfortable.
Come on.
Minister Lisa say that won't end well.
That won't end well.
No, it won't.
When you sit up under your enemies and you try to feel comfortable sitting up under, it's not gonna end well.
Not gonna work.
I'm sure it was a great expense to take care of David and all his men. David wanted a city where they could take care of themselves. And the watchful eye of the Philistines. Oh, I'm gonna tell the story, right? Look at verse 6. Then Achish gave him Ziklag that day. Wherefore Ziklag pertaineth unto the kings of Judah.
Look at that.
So Ziklag, saints of God, was a land that was once possessed by the Israelites. But it was under Philistine control. Lord have mercy. It was part of Judah at the time of this writing. Stay with me, saints of God. Look at verse 7. And the time that David dwelt in the country of the Philistines was a 4 years and 4 months.
Wow.
So he stayed there for about 16 months, deceiving Achish concerning his actions, saints. So let's look at what was really going on with him while he was staying there. Look at verse 8. And David and his men went up and invaded the Geshurites and the Gizites and the Gizrites and the Amalekites. For those nations were of old the inhabitants of the land, as thou goest to Shur, even unto the land of Egypt. David had to get into the land of his own, and when he did, he started invading those heathen lands, which were God's enemies. I want y'all to see him. David was something else. Look at verse 9. And David smote the land and left neither man nor woman alive, and took away the sheep and the oxen and the asses and the camels and the apparel, and returned and came to Achish. Oh my God. So David didn't leave any survivors on his raids when he was raiding them heathens. Wow. No one left to tell King Achish what he was doing. And in addition, God told the Israelites a long time ago to destroy them land off those lands. That's what he told Saul to do.
Right. Right.
Remember he said, when you get into the Amalekites, kill them all. This is where that saying that I read, y'all, obedience is better than sacrifice.
Obedience is better than sacrifice.
He chose to spare the king. That's the first huge mistake. You know, you're gonna cut something off, you got to cut it off at the head. You're going to spare the king? Samuel ended up having to come and kill him. Amen. The man of God, Samuel, took that king out. He said, as he was telling Saul what he did wrong, Saul was sitting there like, I didn't do nothing wrong. I did what God told me. He said, well, why do I hear that bleaking noise? He went and grabbed the king and killed him. Amen. God, don't have me to kill your king. Amen. You kill him. Amen. But if you don't, I will. Praise God.
He is God.
Notice how David handled his business, saints. He's living in the Philistines, yet raiding all the surrounding cities that were enemies of God. Then David returned to Achish, probably sharing some of them spoils he collected. You know, when you're giving gifts, people don't find fault in gift givers.
Come on, preach.
When you need some of this gold, silver, what you need? Look at verse 10. And Achish said, whether have you made a road to today? What you been doing? Where you get all this from? And David said, against the south of Judah, and against the south of the Jerimelites, and against the south of the Kenites. And David saved neither man nor woman alive to bring tidings to Gath, saying, lest they should tell on us, saying, so did David, and so will be his manner all the while he dwelleth in the country of the Philistines. David didn't leave man or child, nothing to come back and tell Gath what he was doing. King Achish, what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
He handled that business. Amen.
Amen.
All the while David's living in the country of the Philistines, he was destroying Israel's enemies. Amen. Living with the enemies and destroying the enemies at the same time.
My God.
Power.
A double agent. Oh, Lord. Oh, David was something else, but that's not a good thing, saints. I know this look good. Let's continue. Look at verse 12. And Achish believed David, saying he had made his people Israel utterly to abhor him. Therefore, he shall be my servant. How long, saints?
Forever.
Forever. Achish like, this man is something else. He gonna be my servant forever. Now, what did God, see, God anointed David to destroy them Philistines.
That's right.
He took Goliath out like it wasn't nothing because he had the anointing on him. Mm-hmm. Here it is, this Philistine king talking about he's going to be my servant forever. That is out of order, saints of God. So Achish is thinking David's going to serve him well forever. Now let's focus. Let's stay focused, saints. David's talking about winning every battle, right? And I told you all I'm going to show you how to win every battle. And I showed you this story because David was winning all the battles. Say amen to that.
Amen. Amen.
I want you to understand that some battles we should not fight. Then I want to show you clearly how David was winning all those battles. Amen. All right, y'all got to stay with me. This is a double-edged sword. You all who I know the word of God is a double-edged sword.
Amen.
That's right.
Cuts this way, and then it comes back and cuts back that way. Amen. So this is a double-edged sword. You got to see both sides of this. If you would turn to Samuel 28. Go over to 28. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's look at verse 1 and 28. And it came to pass in those days that the Philistines gathered their armies together for warfare, to fight with Israel. And Achish said unto David, know thou assuredly that thou shalt go out with me to battle, thou and thy men.
Wow.
See what happens? The double agent. Now he's getting kind of like in the tricky bag. Because he's saying, to go fight Israel. And we want you with us.
Oh, Jesus.
He had to fight his own people. His anointing was to destroy the Philistines.
Mm.
Now he got to team up with the Philistines because Achish, he won Achish's trust. But now what? Look what's going on. Now he has to fight against his own people with Achish.
Jesus.
Lord have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. He has to attack Israel with Achish. See, the king Achish is saying, I'm taking you with me in this battle. This, people of God, is the wrong battle. Mm-hmm. I want to show you how you can get caught up and you fool around and you're fighting the wrong battle.
Come on, preach.
The trick bag.
Preach.
Oh, man, God, how you get caught up in the trick bag. My mother used to have this saying. What did she used to tell me? Oh, what a tangled web we weave when we try to deceive.
That's it.
Ooh, Lord.
Come on, preacher.
This girl hard and that girl hard. My mama said, you weaving that tangle. You doing that tangle weave, Rudy. Don't do that.
Mm.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. God anointed him to destroy the Philistines, not to fight alongside with them, saints.
That's right.
Sometimes when we move in our own strength, we find ourselves fighting the wrong battle.
Come on, preacher. Come on.
Verse 2. And David said to Achish, surely thou shalt know what thy servant can do. David, So you know I get down, Achish. And Achish said to David, therefore will I make thee keeper of mine head forever. Here we go again. Achish said, yeah, I know you get out. That's why you're going to be over me, keeping me forever. You're going to watch over me forever, David. Oh, what a tangled web we weave. It's getting all tangly now. Look at verse 3. Now Samuel was dead, and all Israel had lamented him and buried him in Ramah, even in his own city. And Saul had put away those that have familiar spirits and the wizards out of the land. So Saul knows that the Philistines are about to attack him. And he needs to consult a prophet. But the prophet Samuel was dead, saints. And in addition, Saul done kicked all the little psychics out of town and the wizards out of the land.
Yes.
Your spirits. See, before the battle, you need a word from the Lord.
And
you
need a word from the Lord. Come on, preacher.
Yes.
You don't get that from psychics and wizards, saints.
Nope.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, that's our message today. That's the punchline. You want to win every battle? Consult the Lord before you fight it.
That's it.
My God, I'm going to bless you with this. Look at verse 4. And the Philistines gathered themselves together and came and pitched in Shunem. And Saul gathered all Israel together, and they pitched in Gelbo. So they all took their positions. The Philistines versus Israel. You all want some revelation?
Come on, preacher.
I know y'all come for the revelation. I know I love revelation from the Lord.
Yes.
That is still happening today. Amen.
Amen. Right now. Even right now.
Even now. Thank you, Reverend Dunlap. Because today, the Philistines are called Palestinians.
But yes, Lord.
And they're controlled by Hamas. And who are they? Haters of Israel.
Come on.
And also haters of our God.
That's right.
See, the Palestinians are descendants of the ancient Philistines. When I was studying that blew my mind. So what's going on way back then? Same thing happened today. Amen. Like Pastor Della said, right now. It's real time going on right now.
Right now. Drones over Israel right now.
Hallelujah, Lord. Look at verse 5. And when Saul saw the host of the Philistines, what happened to him, saints?
He was afraid.
Afraid. And his heart greatly trembled. See, let me say this to you all, because I really want to bless you with this. Saints of God, when you're about to fight a battle and God is not with you,
Lord, help you. Jeez.
You get scared. Saul was afraid of the Philistines anyway. But when he had that anointing on him, he was okay. But when God took that anointing on Saul and put it on David, he's back to his old state. Now he's afraid of them Philistines. He was afraid of Goliath. Y'all remember?
Right.
David, he was trying to have David put his armor on to go fight Goliath. David said, I can't put that stuff on. It hasn't been tried. I got the anointing of God. I got that on. I can't trust your stuff. Oh, glory to God. Look, he was afraid of the Philistines, and he was afraid to go in this battle. He was also afraid of David because he knew the Lord was with David.
Mm.
Like, send him around. But the Bible tells us today to fear God, not people. Amen.
Come on, preach a vision.
Look at verse 6. And when Saul inquired of the Lord, the Lord answered him, not. Oh, Lord, neither by dreams, nor by Urim, nor by prophets. Okay, it's some good and bad. It's a double-edged sword again. Today's message is this right here. And when Saul inquired of the Lord, that's what you got to do to win battles.
Hey.
Come on, preacher, inquire the Lord.
I want you to see it clearly. If you want to win every battle, you consult with the Lord before you fight it. He tried to do that. The Lord answered him not. That was the problem. It said he didn't answer him by a dream, nor by Urim, nor by prophets. What is Urim? You know what Urim is? It's light or revelation used at a critical moment when divine guidance was needed for God's people. That's what Urim is. Amen. But two things I want you to see here, because this is how you win every battle. You got to inquire of the Lord before you fight that battle. And the second thing I want you to see is the Lord answered him not. He didn't get an answer. If the Lord does not answer you, don't fight the battle. Amen.
Don't go.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Let me give you some more revelation. See, this is the wrong battle for Saul to fight. But guess what the irony is? It's also the wrong battle for David to be fighting in.
Yes.
remember, David was anointed king of Israel. In no way should he be out fighting with the Philistines against Israel.
That's come on, right. Preacher.
Mm-hmm. And you, mama, oh, what a tangle. When first we tried to deceive, the web gets tangled. You get up caught up in a trick bag. Oh, speaking to somebody right now. Look at this right here. Because King Achish knew David had it going on, but the princes of the Philistines, they didn't trust him. And guess what? They refused to fight with him. So King Achish ended up sending David back to his camp.
Come on, preacher, look at God.
Lord have mercy. Here's another thing I want to show you. When you attempt to fight the wrong battle, you're out of position.
Mm.
And you're subject to great loss. My kids used to tease me. My son Rudolph said, Daddy, didn't you teach us position is everything? Yes, I did. I said, the best team don't win, always. Sometimes the Lakers, when they was playing Boston and Boston kept it close, and at the end, anything could happen. I said, how did they beat the Lakers? They were the best team. They stayed in position.
In the position. Come on, preacher.
You always want to be in position to win. Say amen to that.
Amen.
David was preparing to fight with the Philistines. Let me show you what was going on in his camp. I want you to flip over to 1 Samuel 30. Amen. If I can flip that over for you all. First Samuel chapter 30. So the princes of Philistine have sent David back to his camp. Amen. They said, we're not fighting with David because he might flip out on us. He might say, I'm not here to fight with them. I'm here to fight against them and start taking us out. They had some sense. He fooled Achish. David fooled Achish, but them princes of the Philistines, they wasn't having it. They said,
come on, preacher.
You ain't fighting with us. Amen. Watch who you take to the battle. The Lord just showed me that one. If you're going to battle, watch who you take with you. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Look at 1 Samuel chapter 30. And it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire.
Wow.
Oh, y'all better see this and see it clear. When David returned back to his camp after they wouldn't fight with him, he went back to Ziklag. That's the land that Achish had gave him.
Right.
He had been invaded by the Amalekites, another enemy of God that should have been all destroyed had Saul did his job. But the Amalekites came in there and invaded David's land while he was out fighting, getting ready to fight the wrong battle, and burned it up.
My God.
Come on, preacher. Come on, preacher. Come on.
Being out of position, fighting the wrong battle, you could end up losing everything.
Get burned up.
See it, saints of God. That's why we chose Christ, to be in position. Amen. We in the right position. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Amen.
And had taken the women captives that were there. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So they burnt the city up, but they didn't kill the women and children. They just took them away.
Took them, preacher, took them.
While David was out of position, the Amalekites took their women and children captive and burned up the camp. Does that sound like something going on today?
Come on, preacher.
Over there holding all them hostages.
Yes.
It got us over here talking about, y'all better not do nothing to them, Israel, blah, blah. But Israel better deal with them. They know what to do.
Woo, Jesus.
Battle with.
Better kill them all.
We shouldn't even be dealing with that. Look at verse 3. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire. And their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives. What was David while this was going on? About to fight with the Philistines against his own people. A battle
in the wrong position.
Attempted to be in. Oh, what a tangled web you weave.
Jesus.
He's somewhere else.
Out of another guy.
And they end up burning the camp up and taking their wives and children.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is right here encouraging me to stay in the right battle. Amen.
Amen.
That double agent stuff, that's foolishness to God. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. A double-minded man is unstable in all his
ways.
All of them.
Oh, glory to you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Verse 4. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep.
Mm.
Think about it, saints. They were extremely sad because all their wives and their children were taken away while they were out of position.
In the wrong place. Come on, preacher.
Jesus.
I should have been in. Oh, I got to bless y'all with this one because I want you to be in position at all times. Amen. This thing, we late in the season right here. Don't get out of position today.
Come on, preacher. Come on.
We're poised to win every battle in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That's the position we want to stay in, be in. Amen.
Amen.
We want to consult him. When we go into battle, we consult the Lord. Look at verse 5. And David's two wives were taken captives.
Yes.
Ahinoam, the Jezreelitess, and Abigail, the wife of Nabal, the Carmelite. So now David lost both his wives because he took both of them. They took them both, the Philistines. They took all the men. But you know, when I read this scripture, I think about pastors who are out of position, who really mess up.
Come on.
Preacher. Come on. Come on.
Bless you all with it. You know what happens when a pastor messes up and he gets out of position and he's fighting the wrong battles and all of a sudden he's out of God's good graces and all of that we see in here? You know what happens?
Chaos.
They lose both their wives.
Ooh.
You say, now how does a pastor have two wives?
Come on, preacher. Come on, the bride and the bridegroom. Come on.
Give it to you. See, they lose their natural wife because she's going to see he's out of order. He's doing this with a member or he's doing that. So he's going to lose her.
Yeah.
He's going to lose the church. The church is God's wife.
That's right.
Here's this anointed king of God lost both his wives.
Come on.
And I told
him, come on, preacher.
If you do what you're about to do, pastor, you're going to lose both your wives. You're going to lose your wife and you're going to lose God's wife. Oh, y'all better catch that revelation. Every time I read that, it makes me stay right there on that little thin road. Amen.
Come on, preacher. Amen. Now.
I had to lose both my wives. Not one of them, not none of them, nothing. Lord have mercy. Look at verse 6. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him. Because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters.
Yes.
But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God.
Yes.
David really messed up, saints of God, being out of position like that, about to fight that wrong. But his people turned on him, and they wanted to kill him. Sometimes when everybody is against you, you know what you got to do? You got to encourage yourself in the Lord your God.
Yes, sir. Bow down to your knees. Bow down.
They wanted to kill him. But God, say, but God, thanks to God.
But God.
Encourage himself in the Lord. Look at verse 7. And David said to Abiathar, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought hither the ephod to David. What is the ephod?
Come on, preacher.
It was encouraging himself, but he told the priest to bring me the ephod.
Yes.
Ephod is like a priestly garment.
Yes.
It's called a breastplate. Used to ascertain the will of God. Amen. David wants to know, what shall he do in the Lord? Oh, that's the message for today. He know this is a great battle. His wife is gone. Man's wife is gone. Their children is gone. The camp is burnt. Lord, what am I supposed to do now? Yeah. That's how you fight the battle. I'm crying. I'm going to get this in your spirit. Y'all ain't going to fight no more battles without consulting the Lord.
Come on.
Come on, preacher.
Because we want to win. We shouted victory at the beginning of this thing, didn't we?
That's Amen. Right.
Yes, sir.
I have it every single time. Amen. Look at verse 8. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop?
Come on, preacher. Stick leg, divine.
And he answered him, different from Saul. God didn't answer Saul.
That's right.
But he answered
Come on, preacher.
Answered him, pursue, for thou yes, shalt surely overtake them, and without fail, recover all.
Hallelujah.
The zigzag design.
This is my message for you today, saints, so you can win every battle. Inquire of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, you to pursue. Pursue. God didn't only tell him to pursue. He said, shall I overtake them? And he answered, pursue, for thou shalt surely. He didn't say you just going to overtake them. He said you're going to surely overtake them. Amen. And without fail, you're going to get it all back.
Hmm.
Oh, David knew the sure mercies of God, didn't he? Hmm. Out there about to fight the wrong battle, out of position. Look at the grace and mercy the Lord extended to him.
Hmm. Come on, preacher, come on.
Oh, why didn't he leave him out there? Because when everybody turned on him, what did David do? He encouraged himself in the Lord.
That's right.
Bow down. Bow down.
Priest, get me that ephod. I know God got me. I know how merciful he is. Yeah, I was out there being foolish, getting ready to fight the wrong battle. But God.
But God.
But God. Jesus, in order to win every battle in your life, saints, you must inquire of the Lord.
Yes.
And wait until the Lord answer you. Amen. Don't go fighting battles on your own.
Yes.
In your own strength.
Come on, come on. Let the Lord fight.
Thank you, Jesus. When the Lord tell you to go, the fight is fixed.
Mm.
Everybody you fight that God tells you to go and pursue, you will win it. Because that fight is fixed already. Many are not winning battles because they should not be even fighting in those fights. How do you win every battle, saints? Inquire.
The Lord. Amen. Yes.
Man, you inquire. Amen. The Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. I wanted to get that word into you today. Amen. Because we should not be losing any battles.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Come on, not come
man.
On.
Not a one. Don't slip up and go in your own strength. Amen.
Come on, preacher. Come on, preacher.
Inquire of the Lord. He will show you exactly how to fight the battle.
That's right.
Oh, glory to God. Pastor Barry, I'm standing in the gap for you right now, man of God.
Yes.
The gap for you. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Battling on your behalf.
Come on, preacher.
Jesus, because I know that I know that I know that you want to serve God at a great level and you love God.
Yeah.
I'm going to read to you what Pastor Barry read to us in the early morning prayer, but I'm going to give it to you in its totality. He just gave us a couple of scriptures. He started this mess. I shouldn't call it mess. He started this victory message.
Come on, preacher, come on.
He's the one who started it. Because this message leaked in me after hearing Pastor Barry read this right here. Ephesians 6. I'm going to go to it right now. Put it on the screen.
What's the palace?
Ephesians chapter 6. And I'm going to start reading at verse 10. This is what Pastor Barry brought to the table. It says, Ephesians 6 and verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord.
Yes.
In the power of his might.
Yes.
Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Yes.
Pastor Barry read this one right here. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
That's right.
Against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Yes.
This is the main reason you must inquire of the Lord, because you're not wrestling with flesh and blood in the battle.
Come on, preacher. Come on, preacher.
See, the battle is spiritual.
Huh?
Just manifesting in the natural. But it's a spiritual battle. These are God's enemies.
Amen.
That's why he said the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. And when you inquire with him and you fighting his enemies, he'll show you exactly what to do for him.
Won't he? Oh, won't he do it?
Won't he do it?
Oh, yes, sir.
Look at verse 13. It says, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God. Amen. Bring me that ephod. Amen.
Come on, preacher.
Bring me that euro. That ye may be able to withstand in the evil day and have all to stand. 14 says, having your loins girt with the truth.
Come on, preacher.
The breastplate of righteousness and your feet. God, with the preparation of the gospel of peace, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
All of them.
Lord have mercy. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
Yes. Come on, preacher. Come on now.
God is his word. Amen. When you consulting the word of God. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Verse 18 says, praying always with all prayer and supplication.
Yes, with all prayer.
And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplications for all saints.
Yes. Yeah,
come on, preach them fired up. Come on.
Oh, glory to God. We inquire of the Lord and we put the whole armor of God on in doing so. When we do that, we win every battle.
Yes.
Amen.
Every rip. Come on.
Thank you, Jesus. Let us pray. Lord, I pray we learn to inquire of you before the battle, Lord.
Hey.
Thanks for being with us, Lord.
Yes.
Victory over all of our battles we fight in you, Lord. The battle in our marriage, the battle against our children, the battle in our jobs, the battle in our finances, the battle against Satan, the battle against world system is getting more and more out of control. The battle controlling our flesh. Oh, and you, Lord, we win every battle.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say thank you, Jesus.
Jesus' name, amen.
Jesus' name, yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen and amen again.
Amen.
Amen.